Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to episode 122. On this episode, I invited a former guest speaker back on the show from episode 120. Yes, Heather Yopa. You guys, I'm so excited for you to come on in here and listen to her, but not necessarily listen to her story, but she's going to switch it around for this episode and ask me the questions. I'm excited and elated because it's just going to be such a special conversation that you're going to get to listen to, and hopefully you feel a little bit more like it's an intimate conversation like between best friends. I just want you to feel like you know that I see you, I love you, and I'm so grateful you're here. So I want you to get to know me just a little bit better. I'm humbled and honored to share with you what's been the heartbeat behind the Be Encouraged podcast since it aired in April 2020. You know, I will also unravel a little backstory about where my faith foundation started as we talked about the importance of foundation of our faith from episode 121. Heather also intertwines episodes 88, 89, and 90 from previous episodes and relates the message of believe, receive, and achieve to encourage all of us to stay the course so that we can accomplish all the good things God has in store for us. In addition to all this good encouragement, we are also going to get to know more about the backbone of who I am and the Be Encouraged podcast. And you will also hear where it's heading in 2024. I elaborate on the meaning of my word of the year, joy. Hopefully it will be a treasure to remind yourself of because life is not easy. Like I said, we are going to go through some hurdles. We're going to jump through some hurdles. We might hit a brick wall every now and then, and we need a reminder of joy. And for me, that means Jesus over you, Jesus over your story, Jesus over your family, Jesus over your circumstance. And I got to tell you what, it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. The race of life isn't over till it's over. And I pray this gives you the endurance you need to keep on keeping on and be encouraged. So grab your cup of coffee, get on your walk or run today. Let's go. You all are in for an awesome treat today. In fact, I'm going to take a step back from being the one asking all the questions and be interviewed by my dear friend, Heather. And I cannot wait because you guys just met her on the last or a couple of podcasts ago to end the year 2023. And she's going to kick us off as one of the first ones here in 2024. And I can't wait because she's going to flip the microphone to me. So now I'm just nervous and a ball of nerves, which now I know how you all feel if you've been my guest here. But I'm excited and humbled. And thank you so much, Heather, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Hello. Hi, Jackie. The privilege is mine. Truthfully, as new friends, this gives me the opportunity, along with your listeners, to learn more about you and from you. I was reflecting this morning on how we met, and it was after I gave my testimony at church for, I guess it was the second time. It was the first, like, big time.
Right.
And I just immediately could feel your sincerity, and you're so warm and easy to connect with. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would really love to be her friend. So easy to get along with. And then at the end of our conversation, I don't know if you remember this or not, made me laugh. I said, be encouraged, be encouraged. And I felt self-conscious about it immediately because I don't usually speak that way. And your eyes got big. So I thought for sure you picked up on how maybe weird that came off. But it turns out that's the title of your podcast.
Yes. And there we go. It was meant to be. And then from there, it's a friendship made just like that. Be encouraged.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's jump in. Can you please give us a picture of the basics? What do you do? What do you like? Where are you from? And things like that.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So for all of you maybe who's just jumping on board this year, or perhaps maybe you're simply just new to the Be Encouraged podcast, I haven't really gotten a chance to introduce myself. You haven't gone back that far, and that's okay. There's a lot of episodes here. I don't expect that you'll go back to all of them. However, I just want to go ahead and introduce myself and reintroduce myself and get more acquainted with all of my listeners. And that's really the main purpose. I just love you guys so much. And thank you so much for coming in and making space for the Be Encouraged podcast. I know your plate is full. We all have a million things going on. And you press play today. This might be a long-winded episode. You may have to pause a couple times. I'm a long-winded person, I think, so I'm a little nervous about that. But I think you'll enjoy what we have to say today. And I just want you to get to know me so you feel more connected in a more intimate way. And a little bit about me. I originally grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I grew up in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, which is kind of like right outside of King of Prussia. And then in college, I met my husband. And that kind of went, my senior year of college went a little bit out of order how I would have maybe pictured or planned, or, but it was totally God's plan. And that's maybe a story for another time. But you can always go back to episodes 88, 89, and 90, where I kind of give you the longer version of 2007. That's where I had my daughter, Ava, my senior year. I graduated from college a month after I had her. And then a few months after that, I got married to Grant and we bought our first house in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And now we've been, you know, happily married for 16 years, and our date nights consist of, you know, a quick bite to eat in town and stop at the Walmart to grab a, you know, toilet paper and whatever else for the next day. And, you know, it's a real glamorous marriage life here, but it has been a blessing and so humbling. I just love my husband so much. And we have three special, wonderful children. Mm-hmm. And as we reside now in Berks County. Ava, Ella, and Luke, 16, 13, and 8. So for all those mamas out there who have, you know, three kids or, you know, multiple different schools, I hear you, especially for those high school mamas. You know, Ava will be a senior next year. So I'm cherishing the junior year, but I know there's a lot to prepare for next year. And Ella is in eighth grade, and, you know, Luke is still elementary school. So different schools, different ages, keep me on my toes. You know, every weekend there's something. But it's so much fun to watch them do what they love. And my husband and I most of the time are dividing and conquering, but it is a fun thing to do. So, and I'm a teacher by day, I should say. I teach. I'm an elementary school teacher. And sometimes you might hear that in my voice. I just have this, I feel like I talk to kids all day, so I'm sorry if I sound like I'm still talking in that high voice.
It's so pleasant. It's so pleasant, though. It's working.
I know. It's just how I am. but there are so many layers to that story of becoming a teacher, that dream I just knew when I was very young. I just wanted to be a teacher. I was inspired by a teacher myself, and I just, you know, from there knew that that's what I was meant to do. I was great with kids. I knew that's, you know, it's something passionate about. And I could tell you there's so many different layers. I've talked about it, you know, before in the podcast, if you've been around a while or know me, and you know, it's different, you know, with each position, school, open doors, closed doors. I mean, if you've been in a career or in a, you know, in education for a while, maybe you know what that's like. And, you know, but I will tell you what, it's the group of educators that I've met along the way that have shaped me and grown me and changed me for the better. So beyond grateful for every experience I've run into in my education career. And then for fun, you know, there are things I like to do for fun, like walks, runs, outside, hiking. We live in a part of Pennsylvania that offers so many cool trails. I mean, if you guys love hiking, I love that. I love to take a different perspective and view and look at nature. I'm just, you know, a nature kid. I love that stuff. And and then also I like to run. I've been a runner since I was very young, and I've been all different types of seasons of runners where I've been like goal oriented, doing all the long distance running and go, go, go. And then I've been in different seasons like I am right now where, you know, my running consists of, do I have time during a practice that I can go for a run?
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for your brain.
Exactly. Right. I'm like, rejuvenating. Oh, so great. Yeah. Yep, exactly. So that is nice. I do have a goal this year though, Heather, to do 4 or 5 Ks this year. So maybe speaking it out loud, I'll be more accountable to do it.
Oh, I'm like, maybe I'll do one with you and then I'll just chase you.
Yeah, right. We'll go together. We'll do it together. We'll start together, finish together. It'll be fun. Oh, I love this. I'm holding you to it, Heather.
Oh, listen, I'll sign up for one. I don't know about four.
Just
That's
one.
Amazing,
In the summer,
but I'll sign
time,
up for
right?
one in
Yes,
the summer.
very good.
I'm a laissez-faire kind of a runner.
Oh,
Do
yeah.
it for joy.
Do it for joy. Hey, we'll talk about that joy. That's right.
Yes, we will.
It
We will
does
get
bring
there.
Me tons of joy.
Before we get there, though, can you give us a glimpse into what being a Christian has looked like for you? What's your walk look like? I think it's always amazing to understand someone's history of faith, and that gives us a very beautiful picture into someone's perspective and spiritual maturity level and things like that. So if you could please share that with us, it'd be good to hear.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So yeah, that's a really good question, Heather. I love that you kind of started off with this because you're right. It's like, what's the foundation, right? When you're talking to somebody, like what is in that soul of theirs? What has been built, you know, or rebuilt in a sense as well. And Christianity is just something that I remember. It was like year 1992, because I'm like 7 years old, and I was in the back seat of my parents' K car, station wagon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No air conditioning, windows are down. You know, I just remember mm-hmm. sitting in the back seat with my sister. I have a twin sister. And, you know, we had gone to church. I know church was a thing. You know, it was something we did as a family. We went to a church. My mom was best friends with the pastor's wife and the family. And, you know, we were all very similar ages. So we all, you know, at that age, you all hang out, same ages, proximity, you know. And I remember, you know, church was really fun. It was loving. It was inviting. And I remember just that summer day, for whatever reason, Whitney Houston was on the radio and my mom turned it down to ask a simple question. Okay. And I think it's this question that changed my life. And she said, you know, girls, do you want to be saved by Jesus? And I was like, what do you mean? Like,
wow.
You know, and she was like, you know, you can accept Jesus Christ in your heart and he'll save you. And okay. You can have him for the rest of your life. And I was like, well, yeah, I love Jesus. And, you know, that was a simple answer for me, is a yes. And I remember looking out the car window and I just smiled. I'm like, just a peace and just a joy, wow. You know, that came over me of just saying yes. And I was like, that was like, why is my mom asking me that? Like, it's almost like I knew I already had said yes before without even having that simple question asked. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, yeah, I'm following Jesus already. What are you talking about,
right.
Mom? You know?
But it did cement it in for you, that prompting. And you remember everything about the environment and how it impacted you as a special memory in your heart between you and Jesus.
Yeah, it
That's
really
beautiful.
Did. That's it did. Beautiful. It was that little nugget that I held on to. Like, okay, I'm going to take Jesus with me. All right, got it. You know, moving on, you know, next
right,
chapter.
Right.
I don't know. But I just remember that very much so. And there was a few things. Like, my mother grew up Catholic, so she's one of 16. Okay. And, you know, very big family. And my Uncle Mark was one of the first ones of that family to see God in a different light. You know, I think it was maybe that Jesus Revolution stage, you know, and mm-hmm. he really came to know the Lord and became an evangelist. He got to know the Lord and was a minister. And one of his ministries was to minister to the homeless. And I just remember my mom and all of my aunts and uncles. I mean, their house was a gathering place. It was just joy wow. within that home. And they didn't have much, you know, I'm thinking
right.
back, you know, but they just had this incredible joy-filled home and everyone wanted to be at Uncle Mark's house. And I just remember that. And unfortunately, he had passed away when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and he had left 4 children behind. He had battled cancer. And I think that was a shifting point in my mom's faith, because now she had to take on this faith that my Uncle Mark told her about. And I could
wow.
see that she really had to own Jesus for herself. And I think I see this from like a standpoint of, okay, now I've grown up, I could see all those little moments that I watched.
Right.
And all the things that stuck with her from my Uncle Mark and what said that was repeated back to me, you know,
right.
That
it's interesting. I'm picking up on the like generational legacy and the prompting of your mom's question. It was probably around the time he was either going through that or after he had passed, because it was around when you were like 6, 7 years old,
yes.
just like when she asked you that question.
Yes.
So those things together are definitely. Definitely connected. Beautiful.
Beautiful, right? Yeah, totally.
So,
I wonder.
Such a beautiful story. Yeah.
I have questions for my mom.
it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving. It's a beautiful word picture for us.
Yeah. But, well, okay. I mean, I also have to tell you more too. So I have to, can't just leave it with my dad. I have to tell you a little bit or leave it with my mom, but I do have to tell you about my dad. So, because this creates then a little bit more of the basis of who I am. And it's growing up though. My father was not a believer. He was gentle and quiet in his spirit. Like he never really like was, okay, let's go to church to be the spiritual leader of the family. My mom was definitely that person in my life. My father grew up Jewish. So I have this very cool best of both worlds type of growing up where I got to celebrate Passover with my uncles and cousins and got to celebrate, you know, Hanukkah and watch my cousins go through their bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, you know, and it was just this really cool way of, you know, also growing up Jewish in a sense where we got to celebrate both holidays and so on. And although my father really wasn't a practicing Jew, he let my mom take the reins of that Christianity. He allowed us to have that foundation of our Jewish past. So I just love that so much. And I do want to mention that. And I'll tell you, my father was a gentle leader. And later in his life, I mean, much later in his life, I wouldn't say when Ava was maybe 2 or 3, my father came to know the Lord. And it's just a cool, like, you know, testimony because my father grew up in such a way that, you know, this is what you did, this is what you believed. But there was some questioning, you know, on his heart. And he really didn't know what to believe. He saw my mom's strong faith. He saw, you know, his parents, the way he grew up, it was tradition. And I don't think he was ever ready to make that switch. And I think it wasn't until his parents had passed, he really had to grapple with, well, what will come to the end of me? And I asked him one time when he said it out loud and was like, oh, I'm following Jesus, yeah, I'm reading the Bible with your mom. And I was like, what in the world? You know, and I have to say this. I have to give my dad a shout out because I really was like, what? Like a daughter's praying heart, a mother's praying heart, a wife's praying heart. Like, you know, to turn to Jesus. Because at the end of this life, I believe that, you know, Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. And when I asked him, what was it? What was the shift? What was the, why so long? Why now, Dad? You know, my dad was a very like intellectual man. He read so much. He was very, you know, he was an English major. He's just very like deep in the world, like he read a lot. And he said very similarly to what C.S. Lewis said in his life. He just basically said, you know, there's nothing that compares to what Jesus, you know, this Jesus, you know, even not believing and trying to explain life seems meaningless, you know, to just imagine it's just atoms or to imagine it's, you know, something else. He goes, it just seems meaningless. But in life, there's purpose and meaning with Jesus. And all other religions point to Jesus because their explanations are faulty and they lay in the hands of man. And he goes, but Jesus, it lays in the hand of God. It's not created by man. And that was good enough for me. And I was like, okay, Dad, got it, you know?
Wow, that is so dynamic, Jackie. What an interesting, that is so interesting because you did have the culture of the Jewish religion. But I have heard that where maybe not a practicing Jew, but still keeping the culture of being Jewish and how you really did have that comparison and over time, him converting to Christianity. And I wonder, and maybe, I don't know, has he shared this with you when he realized that Jesus came for the Jews first and that he was also Jewish? Did he share anything further with you about that, coming to be like, wow, the Jews hadn't accepted and there's still Jewish people who have not, but he recognized that he was Jewish and he was coming, he was like freeing everybody from religion and turning it into relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's definitely impacted him. I know he's tried to speak to other family members about it, you know, and it's not always received that way, but I think his gentle spirit is still very, it's so, so good. Like you just see this, it's almost like a relief on his shoulders. Like it's not all on him. And I just, you know, it's definitely impactful in his own way and he'll grapple through it with, you know, other conversations, you know, that he'll have to have. But I think, his actions really do speak louder than he's not the same. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what happens when you give it over to Christ.
Yeah,
That's what
slowly but
happened. You're
surely.
not
And
the
it's not
same.
like we're
You are brand
perfect,
new,
but we're
right?
new.
We are new. We are new.
So,
Never
yeah.
perfect, but we are new.
That's right. That's right. So that for everyone is a little bit of basis of who I am and where I grew up
Yes.
foundationally. So sure.
Thank you. I'm so glad you didn't let me carry on. We needed
It's
that part
good.
about
It's
your
good.
dad, the mom and dad story. That's awesome. Okay, so moving on. I did a little pre-work to get to know you better by listening to your mini series on your podcast, which is episode 88, 89, and 90. And I found myself saying a lot of amens, hallelujahs, and wiping tears while I was folding my laundry. Your story told of a time in your life where you were questioning everything. You were scared and confused, unsure of where you were going and how you were going to manage a life that you never imagined for yourself. However, you could just tell you clung to God and you trusted Him. Reflecting His faithfulness was the heartbeat to your circumstance and one of the greatest blessings you've ever received in your life. You titled it Believe, Receive, and Achieve. Now, I understand the story of an unexpected pregnancy at a time in your life is not the same as actively pursuing a calling on your heart. However, I think the same process can be applied when you're embarking on any next chapter in your life. Since it's the beginning of a new year, and many of us have been praying about the desires on our hearts and starting something new, can you share with us some encouragement and reflect on the belief you needed to start this podcast?
That's such a good question, Heather. Thank you for that. I think,
Yes.
as we talked about, in the previous episode that is aired from this is, and it's something about, starting out your health journey and that type of thing, your new year, thinking about if you're looking at health goals, looking at the foundation of your life spiritually too, just looking at like your relationship with Jesus, like where does that go? So I kind of like that we segued into this with my foundational past as well.
Right.
And in following Jesus, because I think that really does apply into the belief part of, what has given me the strength to say yes. And
Right.
I think it's the strength to say yes to these things that, whether they're unplanned or if they are something that is a calling on my heart and I want to pursue it, I know either way, I'm going to have to say yes, and
Okay.
I'm going to have to believe in, what God has put in me to do. Like, we're all made with gifts and
Right.
talents. We're all made, I said I went to be a teacher very early on, right? Like I had this natural ability. I just knew I needed to have a classroom and teach, whether it was I was younger, it was my sister and my cousins. And I was like, okay, sit down, class. Like I just knew I needed to do this, is to be a teacher. Just know that the Lord had given me gifts. And I believe that. I believe that God has given us all different spiritual blessings and gifts and talents and has woven you, Heather, in a certain way that's made you, and whoever's
Yes.
listening, God has given you special talents and gifts and just made you naturally the way that you are. And it's something not to be ashamed of, but to step into. And I think
Oh,
God is a
yes.
way of refining that. I don't think it's something that, I could be a teacher when I was 8 years old, but by the time I was, older, much more mature, and I've gone through schooling and knowledge, and I was able to do that.
Right.
And I believe that God has given us all these seeds, if you will, that grow inside us. And if
Right.
we water it and put, on good foundation, it will grow. And I believe it really starts with our belief in who God is.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's the foundation. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I want to hear some more specifics about the belief for this podcast, because when we were out to coffee and you were talking to me a little bit about the world needing encouragement, and I know one of your giftings is to be naturally encouraging, which is a beautiful gift to give as a teacher, but also as an inspiration to others through this podcast. So what is the belief that you had at the time and the belief you had to hang on to, which you're saying yes. So you said yes to something. What was that something that you said yes to in order to just get started?
Yeah, so I think, okay, so definitely it's a very good question, but I feel like there's a lot of layers within it. And I think
Okay.
an encouraging word is something powerful. And it's always been something very powerful to me. And I think, you know, a lot of times they say people, speakers, they'll speak on things that, you know, they're working on and they're struggling with, or something that's helped them, you know, that they've drawn from before. And I think an encouraging word has been something for me. You know, when I think back to Ava, you know, I think back to the encouraging word of a pastor of when he said, "What a blessing." When I think back to, you know, taking my so many tests to get it to be a teacher, to not give up, you know, for my mother-in-law, she believed in me, like, you know, my mom, like, I just felt like, there are so many different people in my path that has encouraged me. And more so with the podcast, my husband. I think that's something so special about a marriage is when your husband, like, you know, he believes in you, you can do it. Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh, then there must be definitely something there. Because I love my husband so much. I wouldn't want to step out of bounds of something that is not naturally meant for me. And he could see that before I started this podcast, I was writing a lot. In fact, the whole 2019, I was just spending time and journaling, like typing words out and creating a book bank based off of work hard. It was my word of the year. And it was something I knew that, you know, that was the encouraging word for myself for the year. And I think work hard was just nobody ever saw this like book I was going to make, or, you know, these journals that I was having once a month or whatever it was, but it was something that I was sharpening. And I knew that I liked to write. My father was a writer, like English major. Like I saw him write. Like it was just something passionate inside me. I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I know I love to write. But I also like to speak. Could you tell? So I also like to talk. So therefore, I was like, wow, I can actually talk a lot faster than I could write. So I would say this to Grant. You know, I really think that the blog, it's not necessarily it taking off. I think I could talk faster and get my point across with conversations. And
yeah.
And he was really the go-to point person in my home that I was like, okay, what do I do with this? And I love how God gives us our person that will direct us. I don't know if you're somebody stepping into something new, but who's that person maybe for you that you can draw from and just be your point person for that direction? Mm-hmm. God will use them for sure. And I just remember it was a time when I was like talking about it. And he said, you know what? He was away for the weekend. And I said, okay, you know, there was no kid. The kids were at Nana's house. I was home by myself. Okay. I was like, oh, it was a perfect moment, you know, just nothing to do. And he called on the phone and he said, did you do it yet? And I was like, what do you mean? He said, did you work on your podcast? And I smiled in the moment, like not expecting this to be the conversation piece.
Yeah.
He's like, you have this time, Jackie. And I was like, you're right. It's a gift. Oh, I got to do it. So my husband's encouragement meant more to me than I could express. Mm-hmm. And he's not a man of a lot of words, but I will tell you, he's very intelligent. And if he thinks that I could have the eloquent words when I was feeling like I didn't, and his belief in me, and knowing that God believed in me, put that in me, the confidence, it was just this rest, it was reassurance that I needed to take that first step, even if I was scared or insecure or didn't feel like I knew everything yet. It was just that simple. Again, that encouraging word too, that like pushed me forward. So yeah.
Right. Right. And what time was that? Did you start that in 2020?
So that was 2020. Yeah. Come full circle after 2019, like quietly, like secretly writing. And then 2020, I was like, okay, here's my blog. And then like a couple of months later, I'm like, no, I need to talk.
Right. Right. Well, what I think is so beautiful when I first heard a little bit about that was a period of time where there was so much, death happening in businesses and, you know, spirits and actual casualties. And there was life being birthed through the encouragement that you wanted to share. And it was something that the world really needed at that time. And the greatest encouragement that there is the word of God. And I think combining those two at that period of time was beautiful for you to honor the calling and also the pre-work that it was taking. Sometimes, you know, it takes a while, it takes time. God's working on you. You're working on God. And there's things that need to happen and take place before something does get started. But it was really, really the right time. Also, now you're 122 episodes in, right?
Yeah.
And you have really persevered through getting that amount of episodes completed. That's really amazing.
amazing for that short period of time. And 75% of your listeners have showed up in 2023. And I would love for you to share, why do you think that is?
First of all, only God. I mean, I can't, I have no idea. I mean, I wish I could give you a really great answer.
I wish I could give you a really great answer.
But maybe this will suffice. But I do think, you know, like you said, the pre-work, I think if anybody is mm-hmm. going to do something worthwhile, you know, it's going to take a lot of that labor of love. And I think a lot of the labor of love over the consistency of the podcast for the almost 3 years until last year, I know I was producing one a week for almost 2.5 years. And
wow,
I realized quickly, though, Heather, that that pace was difficult.
Okay.
It was hard to keep up. It was hard, you know, recording, editing, publishing, writing the script, setting the social media images, posting the social media images. I was striving. And yes. You ever feel like sometimes it's like the square peg in a circle hole? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was trying to do that for so long that, right. Although it was great, it was wonderful. I learned so much.
Right.
But God, I think paused me there because I think at the end, like of 2022, I was tired. Something had to give, and I needed to scale back. I needed to scale back, and I need to stop the striving and thinking that I, Jackie, could do everything in my own strength. Yes. It was just me really trying to fit that darn square peg in that circle hole. And let me tell you, it doesn't fit. It will never yes. fit. And you have to give it to God. And it was this deep surrender. I remember at Pendel's Women Ministry Conference in 2022, a guest speaker of mine was Bethany Marshall. And I had never met her in person before, but she was on the podcast and I knew I would meet her at the women's conference. Okay. And that first night, my friend and I had went, and it was during a time when, you know, I was in a stage of parenting and I was just broken. Like, I mean, like I said, there were so many different things. I have three kids. And if you know, like your plate can be feeling like too heavy, overwhelmed. And I said, something had to give. I was broken. I was burnt out. That season of teaching was simply hard. Parenting was hard. Like, it was just all so heavy. And I just dragged myself to, I couldn't even help it. I just literally ran, basically. I said to my friend, I think I'm going to go get prayer. She was like, you want me to go with you? I'm like, yeah. And I grabbed her hand and I like drug her to the front. And before I knew it, I was on my knees and I was embarrassing, like ugly crying, you know, like the ugly, ugly cry. Mm-hmm. I was like, lost it. And I just wept. And I remember my friend praying over me. Next thing I know, I heard Pastor, you know, Sandy's, our pastor's wife, she came over and prayed over me. And then I felt another hand on my head, and it was on the crown of my head. And she said, this year, Jackie, will not be a year of striving. You will need strive no more. And it was exactly what I needed to hear. It was like everything I worried about, stressed over, was like, let go. And it just melted away. And I just dripped water from my eyes as I couldn't, by the time I looked up, I mean, because I had covered my face, because I just was so in crying out in worship to the Lord, you know, to help me in this moment, this shift I needed to hear from him. And I don't know. I think that obedience too, you want to talk about belief. I mean, the obedience that he would answer, the belief in that, like he would be there. And the people, when I looked up that were around me, my goodness, Heather, I was like, Bethany, oh my gosh, it's you. And I knew I heard her voice. I knew it was her, but I just couldn't even look up in the moment. I just ugly cried. I'm like, oh my God, I need tissue. And, the Lord placed people around me. And I think that's the most beautiful thing, is that he is your strength. And I think that's a perfect picture of when you aren't, God is. And with the podcast, it is, I felt like for so long, it's just a small thing. It's just a little thing. Mm-hmm. But I knew God had placed it on my heart. It wasn't just a little hobby. This is a calling. It was much more bigger than me than I could understand. And I was putting more pressure on me to produce something that I knew people were desperate to hear. I was desperate to hear. And the Lord was like, no, I'll make the way. I'll be your strength when you can. And there is going to be a way, and it's not going to be like it was, and I had to just surrender. And I just love that word from Bethany Marshall.
So when you, what's so interesting about that then for 2023, when you gained a majority of your listeners, that was when you stopped striving, you scaled back, I believe, were you doing every other week? Mm-hmm. And then every did you also have any content shift, or did anything else shift for you this past year?
Yeah. So I started out with whoever was listening the first of the year was Suzanne Cox. Okay. And she was also one of the speakers that day at the Pendle Women Conference. And she was one of the keynote speakers. And I listened to her testimony. I was like, girl, I got to get her on. I got to meet this girl. She just exudes joy. And her message was joy in the journey. Mm-hmm. And that's something I marinated on all year. And we'll get to that. And I just love that because there are going to be hard things in our life. Yes. And when she really spoke of her testimony, I just think it went deeper because it was so authentic. It wasn't a point by point, here are the things that you'll learn. It was more of a, here's a thing this person walked through, and here's what she's learned. I hope everyone else takes something away from it. And I know I did. I think there's more nuggets in that we can receive from a story that somebody's walked through. And not that those ones aren't great to have some practical tips. I do love the practical tips and advice, but I think what my listeners were needing were, how does Jesus overcome all the things?
Heart-touching, it's encouraging, feels therapeutic and supportive. All of those things seem to have been, what the audience needed for this past year.
It was exactly what they needed. And it was exactly what I needed. I think
owning it as like a ministry.
There it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I really was like, you know, no, it is a ministry and it's not some small thing. Mm. This is bigger than myself. And the Lord wants to make ripple effects and he's going to use this. And I'm not going to be ashamed of the gospel. But let me tell you what, if you are a Christian, you are walking around, you have this light, do not let somebody cover up that light. You let it shine. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. If you are fearing the Lord and not man, then you are walking the right way.
Hey, everyone. Are you interested in making your very own podcast? Well, right now, this is being recorded through Spotify Podcasters. It's free and easy to use. It has all the creation tools you'll ever want, and it makes it very exciting because you can be as creative as you'd like. And again, did I say it was for free? Yes, it's free and no minimum listenership. So you can get started with your own podcast today. Now let's hop back into the episode. And don't forget to write a raving review, as I know I would love to hear from you. Let's go.
If you have a calling in your life, that is who you are. You are, if you are, let's just say, you know, in any type of position, a job, a career, exude Jesus. I mean, I don't think we need to be afraid of it, afraid of the gospel and sharing the gospel. And I think that's just where in this podcast, I'm allowing myself and taking back what I think I've told myself, the lies over and over of like, no, people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. People don't just want to hear like your normal day-to-day struggle and how you got through it. And when I started hearing these people start really speaking how the Lord Jesus has changed them, I knew that it's going to change me. And it gave me like a permission to allow that to change me. It deepened my faith. There's a shift that happened this past year. I can't explain it. I just know I need to know God for myself and not have it spoon-fed to me for the rest of my life. I needed to go deep, and not that I wasn't. I just needed to know him and spend time with him. And I think that's also a shift too, because I made it more of a discipline to get to know him.
Yes.
I wanted to know Jesus like Suzanne Cox knew Jesus. I was like, in awe. Like, how do you have that deep faith? How do you walk through a time when your life was threatened and you just spoke Psalm 91, ordered some angels around you, and got out of a sticky situation, you know?
Right.
I'm like, I want that. I want this faith that Dr. Jamie Morgan exuded and encouraged everyone to follow their calling. And to not minimize the ministry that God has placed on your heart, to love others in such a way that only Jesus can. And to seek him in the mundane, to seek him in the relationships, to be all over your work that you're doing. And somehow, some way, this podcast just became a light, more of a light. It, like, I just didn't want it to go dim anymore. And not that it wasn't, I just wasn't going to be ashamed of it. I wasn't, it was like a,
I'm what freedom, free. What freedom that is, Jackie, the freedom that you got to experience through that. You clung to the vine and look at the fruit that it produced. It's so real and honest, and it's the truth.
It is. And I just want people to know that he loves them. He's there for them. Like, the truest encouragement that we could ever get is the Jesus encouragement. And I think that's what was lacking in some things, some areas. I tried to, like, tiptoe around it, you know, give the lukewarm audience that. But I don't think we need to be lukewarm people. Like, I think we just need to go into the hot tub. I think we just need to jump
in. We don't want to be spit out. Refreshing and cool or on fire. Absolutely. And I love one thing that you encouraged me with on episode 120 before you went, when you said, listen, Heather, you know, if we get one person, it's for the one. And Jesus cares about the one. He leaves the 99 for the one. And changing that mindset too, not minimizing his ability of what he can do with your words and your efforts, and really putting it in his trust and care. You're still coming at it with your full heart, honoring the calling and the desires that he placed on your heart. But it's up to him and the Holy Spirit to guide whatever is going to be the fruits of that. You're showing up and you're doing it through the strength that he has given you. And I see that right before my eyes, and it's such a special moment for me to be here talking with you about that now, to recognize that and see that.
Yeah, I think if you're questioning yourself in your ministry, don't. The Lord will lead you through it, and you remember why you're doing it. I think that's it. Like, the one, and my husband always says that. I'm like, I don't know if people are going to listen to this episode. He's like, why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? It's for the one. And even if that one is me, maybe God just needs to speak something through someone or through me, and to go deeper and to know him more in such a way for whatever topic I'm sharing on. And I just, you know what, that's okay too. You know, sometimes I'm preaching to my heart, and I'm encouraged by it. I'm changed for it. I'm transformed. I cannot even tell you, from 2020 Heather to now, I'm such a different person as I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm walking by fear of God, not of man. I'm trying. Right. I'm not perfect. I'm humbled all the time. You know, and I think I just also can't compare myself to anyone else, but what God has given me, and to follow that. You know, if God's giving you gifts and talents, you can't look to left and right. Like, you gotta stay in your lane.
So that's beautiful. All right. So let's move on to receive. If you could go back to new to podcasting Jackie, what would you tell her about receiving the journey to come?
Yeah. You know, I think about it, and I talked about this on that one podcast, I think it was 89, but it's a gift. It's a treasure, what you receive in life. And I'm not talking about the physical, like the thing you got on Amazon that's waiting on your porch to pick up. I'm talking about the thing that you receive in your life. Like, I received Jesus that day. I was 7 years old. I received the gospel. You know, it's this gift that you just hold on to and you cling on to. And I think from encouraging conversations, it has stretched my faith, challenged me. It's fascinated me to not be the same as I was, to move me onward. So I'm no longer in a standstill position, but open arms, you know, and reminding myself that I'm in it for the long game. You know, I love that, you know, football players might say that, you know, okay, we're in it. Like, the other team just scored a touchdown. I'm in it for the long game. We have to remember, this isn't a short game. We're not just going to get over this hurdle and be done with it, and there's no more hurdles up ahead. What we receive from every moment, hurdle to hurdle, glory to glory, right? Like, we got to take those gifts with us. They are not meant to be put on a shelf and or to never be used. I think God has given us so much wisdom in his word that we need to receive. And I just can't wait to take those things that he's given us in his word and not lose sight of them, but like to store them up and treasure them, because I don't know when I'm going to use them, whether it's in this moment right now or next week or while I'm living out my day by day. I don't know, but I do know that God has placed gifts along our paths. I know that we are meant to receive them, because if you think about like a plant, right? you know, we want to be strong and that grow deep roots and those seeds that have been set in our lives to have much fruit in our lives. In order to do that, we got to receive the good and the bad, you know, like and figure out what are we going to keep in that soil as our treasure, the one that thing's going to that fuel the rest of the vines, the leaves, that the fruit. And I think, yeah, I think that bridges it. And I think listening, remembering to listen is really important. Okay. I think that's something that I've learned, that listening is also a gift. I don't do a lot of speaking today, but I'll tell you what, the listening to other people's stories has been the gift and the treasure that I've carried with me. It's the key piece.
That's beautiful.
I think in building bridges in my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it definitely makes sense. I have a sales background and it's all about the active listening and it's really like there's training for it for a reason. You know, it's not always something that comes naturally, but actively listening, really engaging with somebody's story, allowing people the opportunity to speak, whether it's on your podcast or in your life, it always can be a gift to somebody else just by asking good questions and being there to thoughtfully listen.
That's so good. That's what makes a good salesperson.
It's by also, not selling. It's by listening.
But here's something I think that
so it's a skill that it sounds like you started to develop. Well, you probably not that you never had that skill, but you started to tune in and key that this is going to be an element to success here for this podcast. But not only was it like that, but it was fulfilling to you.
Oh my goodness, it has changed the way I even hold conversations with adults and, you know, my own kids and my students and, you know, listening to God even, you know, like what a teacher this has been to really pause and listen to what he wants for my life and not let the noise or the loudness of the world or even myself. I can get pretty loud and I can cloud what God's trying to tell me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So listening to
that's funny. Well, so that's a perfect segue into the next question I had for you with how have you grown and specifically how has this podcast affected your walk with the Lord and what also we can expect moving forward?
Yeah, no, I love that. Well, I think believe, receive, and achieve is kind of, I guess, you know, those anchoring things that allow me, it's almost like a cyclical, like in and out, like maybe even like a braid, you know, I mean, I've used that so many times. You receive something from the Lord or believe in your foundation, you receive all the gifts and things that he's placed in your life, and then you can achieve it. It draws it like tighter, right? It makes that knot. And I think when I think about believe, receive, and achieve and the podcast and the direction in which you guys are all be listening and it'll be going, I think I need to remember that why I'm doing it, it's for the one.
Yes.
It's for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And I know that encouragement can be the very thing that lifts us up and onward. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that when we believe in who God is, when we believe in who God is and who he says he is, when we receive his mercy, his grace, his love, his forgiveness, and we receive our inheritance, when we receive that he's placed these trials in our life to refine us, then we can achieve what he has all in store for us. And it might be in the day to day because you're believing, okay, God, you know, help me through this problem I have. And then I'm going to receive your forgiveness. I'm going to receive the fact that you've already gone before me because it says in your word in Isaiah 55 that your ways are higher, that your ways are greater, and that it's better planned for me. And I'm just going to declare that over my life. Okay. Like I can't see the bigger picture, but I receive yours and I'm going to achieve it because you've called me to it. And he's going to equip me with all the things that I need because he's not going to let me fail or fall or falter because I'm rising up on the wings of an eagle. Like, let's go. Right. Like it's Preach. All these things of believe, receive and achieve that you just kind of melt together. And it's a constant reminder to don't quit. Don't look at others in their race and compare. Know that he has so much in store for you and for me and Heather. And, you know, like we're not the devil. What he would love to do is to make you stop. To make you get tired and weary and think that you have to do this all in your own strength. But be encouraged. That's not his plan. His ways are greater. He's so much better. And Isaiah, you know, we're talking about, you know, having a foundation. And one of the main scriptures in my life that my mom taught me from when I was very young is Isaiah 40, 31. And Isaiah 40, 31, it just speaks to running your race, but knowing who you draw strength from. It's believing in the one who reminds you that you can rise up on wings of an eagle, that you will not walk and or you will walk and not grow faint or weary, because God doesn't. It says it right before that verse in Isaiah 40, 31. It says it right before it that God, who the character of God, does not grow weary. I love that, because you need to understand mm-hmm. that before you get to Isaiah 40, 31, because it says he is not faint. He never grows faint or weary. So when you know mm-hmm. that you're rising up on the wings of an eagle, the one that doesn't ever get tired, like he's never has a bad day. Like
yeah.
he's never exhausted. He's still going forward. When you know you go on with that strength, I mean, that's just joy right there. That's just the hope that you can achieve all mm-hmm. things. That's why in this podcast, it says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength in Philippians 4:13, right? Like that's the anchor. It's because yeah. not that we can do it, but God can do it. And I think in anything of moving forward to this podcast, I'm just going to keep reminding myself that, Lord, whatever you want to achieve with this, to God be the glory, whether it takes me through detour or a plan that I can't see. And I'm wondering where is it going to go, or what's going to happen, or who's the next guest? God's got it all under control. And I just hope it encourages you to dive into the word, know and believe, receive the things that God has for you. And so you can achieve things, amazing things in your day.
Absolutely. Listen, I know you have the mindset for the one, but everybody has something they could take from that for sure.
Oh, I love that. Thanks, Heather. I appreciate
absolutely. That. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, moving on, outside of the podcast, Jackie, what else do you believe that God has placed on your heart for this year?
Okay. Well, like I said, 2019, I had a word, work hard. Mm-hmm. It's a phrase. Mm-hmm. And then, mm-hmm. you know, it was onward in 2020. 2021, it was be fearlessly live life. And then 2022 is be bold. And then 2023 was dwell. And okay. now I just really prayed about the word of the year, because I think that changes the trajectory of my mindset for the year. And right. I think that just exudes into all the pieces of my life. mm-hmm. And I know if I'm receiving some gifts from last year, I'm taking away mm-hmm. what I've learned. I know that joy is going to be something that the Lord is going to tell me I need to have as an anchor in my life. And I know yes. that sounds, I don't know, joy I think was speaking to you too, Heather, this year. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and I believe it was to be in partnership with you. So I have a different word. However, preparing and talking closely with you over the past 2 weeks, joy was everywhere. So it caused me to turn to scripture and to help. My word is edify. So through edification and relationships, I really felt like I needed to take a glimpse into this and be able to partner with you on that, especially for this podcast. Understanding, were you just about to say that joy, it sounds kind of like a small thing, but yeah. it's one of the greatest gifts from God, believing in Jesus, that always having an undertone of joy, no matter your circumstance, is really like a lifeline. It's magnetic. It is something that is different when you have Christ in your life versus just being of the world. So it is a huge, not to be minimized, word and also experience.
It's an experience. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love that. Go. You go, girl.
No.
I want to listen.
Oh my gosh. As you were talking about 2023, I kept seeing Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's what was building to get to you recognizing how you're going to propel forward for the next year.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. That just brings me, I don't know why that touched my heart. That really did, Heather, yeah. because I even wrote it down here in Nehemiah 8:10, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's such a powerful, powerful Absolutely. Statement. And I look at it like this, joy, because it is no small thing to have joy in your life, because that is a choice. You can choose it. And I think of it and I look at it like choosing Jesus, but I look at it like choosing like an acronym. J as in Jesus, O as in over, Y as in you. Jesus over you. And I mean it like, okay, I got to get over myself.
Yeah.
You know, like Jesus over my thoughts, Jesus over my way, Jesus over, you know, what is it that I'm facing? It's Jesus is the joy. Jesus is the answer. And Jesus over your family. Hey, you know what I mean? Like Jesus over your career, Jesus over the changes, Jesus over your uncertainty, Jesus over circumstance. That is joy. When Absolutely. You look and shift, when I look, I guess I could speak for myself, but when I look at what Jesus has done over my life from 7, you know, all the way up to when I own my own faith, when I look at how the shift of the unplanned, you know, unexpected pregnancy in my life, and then I look at how he's like, I can see the bigger picture looking back, and I'm almost 40. I'm going to give it away. But, you know, when I look back, there's so much joy.
Right.
Joy in the unexpected. There was joy in the uncertainty. There was joy in the sorrow. There was joy in the pain. There was joy when there was joy. Mm-hmm. There is joy when I look back. And that is the encouragement that gives me the strength, because I know when I look back, it's God's strength in my life. There's no way, you guys, ever I could have achieved all the things that I have achieved thus far, even with this podcast.
Right.
And having Heather, if there wasn't God involved, he is the secret, you know, he's the one that you dwell with. He knows you, and he knows the way to get the best from you. And that's just joy. And I want that to be the foundation, not only of this year, but of my life. I want to have that joy that Suzanne Cox has, that the people who I know who love the Lord and seek him out. It's not a legalistic thing of prayer, or it's not a legalistic thing of church or this or that. It's literally because I just love spending time with God.
Yes. Yes. Jamie Morgan. So I read her devotional this morning from, it's the Thirsty devotional. And I sent you a picture of it this morning, because of course, when I opened it up, it was on being thirsty for joy. I sent you a picture of it because this is for us. Thank you, Jesus. but she was talking about joy being an indicator of spiritual maturity, that over time, as you mature in your relationship with God, with Jesus, that you are able to have this undertone of joy no matter what the circumstances. And the more you're able to, I guess, effectively do that or embrace it, that it is an indicator of spiritual maturity. So that's also, that's encouraging for me, because if you're new in the faith and understanding that those things come, but also if you're looking towards a mentor, they probably have something like that if you're gravitating towards that kind of a person. Something else that she wrote was, Our joy grows when we have the opportunity not to be joyous, but choose to be joyful anyway. It's always available, and it's an available choice that we have, recognizing that it's not a feeling and that that's fleeting, but this is a different kind of joy that is a gift from God. It's available for you to choose and always be there for you.
So good. It's not like the joy, I don't know. I think what makes it seem small, Heather, is that the world makes it seem like it's just for Christmas season. It's just a word that you splash around your house during the Christmas season, and then you forget about it the rest of the year until you remember that Jesus was born, and then joy to the world. So there you go. But I think I have to like flip the script. No, joy is an everyday 365 days, and it is not just celebrated when Jesus is born. His resurrection, he has come, he has done the work, it is finished. That is the joy that we stand on. Because I think a lot of, you know, what I think of as an achievement, I used to think it had to be something really big, like something amazing. Like in order to do this podcast, I had to achieve something. I mean, why am I doing this podcast, right? Like, I had to achieve something. But when I look back, it's how did God achieve something in me, through me, because of my yes, because I was obedient, because I took time and space for him, and allowed him to work in the unknown. And to grapple with it. Not that joy comes easy for anyone.
Right.
But like you said, it's this, I don't know.
It's an option.
It's an option that's there for you to pick it. And it's also, it's definitely not to minimize trials or when you're hurt, when you're greatly suffering, it's not to minimize that. And, you know, it's not something that we're always probably going to choose because we're human.
Yeah.
So what would be a piece of encouragement to share about that? Consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, for when we face trials of many kinds. That is not if you face trials, but you will. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. And maybe right now I don't feel the joy, but I know based off of how God has worked in my life and his faithfulness, he's going to turn this pain into purpose, maybe taking joy in that. It is definitely, there are seasons of life where that is still absolutely hard. However, it is always an option through Christ.
I love that. I think it's holding on to hope,
holding on to
what is good.
Right.
I think those things can really help us. I think to your question, you know, of why joy, why this, you know, why choose it?
Right.
Can help you choose it. I think those are the stepping stones of, you know, praying that may God of peace sanctify you completely, no matter what the trial is. And, you know, remembering that he who calls you is faithful and he will do it. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:24, and knowing that we have this hope of our salvation, that we wear this helmet, this crown. You guys, you all wear this crown. Can I tell you this? You all wear this crown. And I just hope that what I can do is polish it just a little bit, because the world can tarnish it. And it's no joke. Right. But I hope that this encouraging word, I hope that an encouraging word from your friend or somebody that means someone to you, or the word of God, would be this way of polishing your crown and setting it straight on your head, you know, because you have this heir to a throne that one day you'll get to.
Right.
One day you'll get to see heaven and have this inheritance. And he calls you daughter. And I think knowing all of these things can bring you the hope and the encouragement that you'll need the day that it doesn't feel like it's a good day. The day just feels like, man, nothing's going right. When it rains, it pours. When you have those moments, because we all do, we all have the moments of where we feel stretched thin and we're dragging our feet and we wish we were nicer to our husband and our kids and the everything. And there are times that we're not going to show up with joy.
Yes.
But I think the hope is knowing that God will help you through it. He can redeem it. Nothing is wasted. I just cling to 1 Thessalonians 5:11 when it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you are already doing. I just think we need to remember we need each other. You're not walking alone. Satan would love for you to be on isolation island and never talk to another soul again and think that you are the only one who is going through what you're going through and nobody else understands. Well, can I tell you that's a lie from the pit of hell? And, you know, somebody else there out there does understand. And if no one else, you can't find anybody, Jesus does. And I think you can hold on to that goodness. That is good.
Yes. Just a prayer away.
Yeah, right.
Just a prayer away.
I'm going to throw it back to you, Heather. I don't know, how has hope and the goodness and all those things been something in your life?
The hope and the goodness
of God, right? Like, how do you know that he's faithful and going to show up for you in the day it feels like nothing's good today?
Right. Well, so in my study notes today, I found the joy of living with Jesus Christ daily will keep us level-headed no matter the high or low in our circumstances. And I can definitely say that that has played a part through my walk with Christ, where you do feel, I know I talked to him in my podcast a little bit, when you're on a firm foundation, you're just not as easily shaken. And the hope that I have experienced is there have just been times where I felt so desperate for hope. And after giving my life to Christ, it's just like a permanence, just as the peace that I have felt. And I would say that that has been God's goodness. And when I learned that a great way to cling on to God's faithfulness is to be remind yourself of the times that he has been faithful for you. And that's immediately when I'm feeling uncertain, confused, scared, when those strongholds are on my heart, I lean into the times where, no, God has showed up for me in this way. He's pulled me from the pits in this way. You know, he's saved parts of my marriage. He's answered these prayers. I can even simply open up my prayer folder and look at all the post-it notes of the answered prayers that I have had. And that is something that reinvigorates the hope that, you know, it's always there, but it's like sometimes you need to open up that box of hope.
Yeah,
and look at it, you know, but it's such easy access now. It doesn't take as long to pull myself up because you have the great helper there for you.
So good. You have the advocate. Yeah. You have the wonderful counselor.
Yes.
That yes. goes with you. And I love that because, you know, yeah. we all need to be reminded of the strength that we have in him, because so often yeah. we can get stuck in the prayer. Like you said, the prayer journal is such a practical way of yes. reminding yourself of the intentions you set back in. Well, now it's 2024, so you can look back a year, or mm-hmm. now you can start off fresh and look back at the prayers that you wrote down in the beginning of 2024 and go back within the intention of like, oh, these are the things that, you know, God has been faithful with, and I've been placed on my heart, and I've walked through these doors. And so, or how the podcast has been an encouragement to you. You can look back and go, wow, the joy yeah. of the Lord was all over the Be Encouraged podcast, you know? So there you go. You can look back at the podcast and know that someone's in your corner cheering you onward.
Yes.
I don't think I ever let go of that word of 2020. It's been an anchoring word for me for now and forever, I think, because I just think there's so much more ahead of us that we are to achieve for the Lord. And we can't get stuck on things that we didn't do or things that how we didn't show up for ourselves today. We just onward. We got to move
onward
that way. And yeah.
Press on.
Yeah, you got to. You can't get stuck. Yes. And friend of today, if you're feeling stuck, I just encourage you onward. I encourage you to get in your word mm-hmm. and write down those prayers and write down your mm-hmm. intentions and your goals for this year and really just see where God takes you on that. And pray yeah. for the podcast. Can I just tell you how much I would love your prayer if you would just pray for this podcast yes. and the people that you want to hear on here to encourage your heart? I would just love that so much. And I think another goal for me, and you can just pray about this with me, because I'm just going to invite you in here. Another big goal of mine is to be, is to speak on the power of encouragement. And I have so many different layers in my story and things that I could just tell you, and I could be even more long-winded than I am, Heather. I could go on forever of the glory of the Lord and how he's strengthened me. But I think there's just something to the power of the encouraging word.
Yes.
And I would love to share that with you, your small group, your, you know, wherever. And yes. God puts it on your heart, reach out, you know, my information is out there. And I would love to be a part of that and consider that. And yeah, so I think that's just something on my heart, and I want to press into that and onward. And if it's not this year, that's okay. But I just want to throw it out there that it is a goal of mine to be, you know, like Dr. Jamie Morgan says, just say it, girl, you know, I'm a Christian speaker. So y'all better watch out. And I'm going to just speak from my heart and share with you encouragement. And that's what I hope to continue to do even in this podcast. So.
Jackie, what is the best way for somebody who would like to invite you to their conference, small group, whatever it might be? What would be the best way for somebody to reach out to you?
Absolutely. You can go ahead over to the link in the show notes. That's my website, and it will even mm-hmm. pop up like speaker. You can click in there, write down your information, and it goes right to my email, or you can send me an email. The email is on the website. You can do that as well. I know I'm need to revamp that website, but for right now it's pretty simplistic and hopefully easy for you to find that information. So thanks, Heather, for asking that. Yeah,
absolutely. And any final piece of encouragement before we jump off today?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. Honestly, I ask my speakers all the time, and you yeah. know, what's that last bit of encouragement? And I just want to remind you that God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Write it on your heart. Write it in the sticky note. I think you'll see that what you view is only a snap, maybe like a simple little corner of the puzzle
when God sees the bigger view. So take the eternal view that he is faithful to see you through whatever you're facing today and be encouraged.
Beautiful, Jackie. Thank you so much. It's been a privilege.
Thank you so much, Heather. Thank you again for coming on and listening. Everybody, again, you can check out my information in the show notes. And Heather, thank you for being a lovely host. We did it. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for doing that. That was so fun. And if you guys really do like having Heather on and you wanted to come back on or talk about a topic, I would love to hear from you about that. So don't forget to, you know, go to Instagram. And I've changed it. Just careful. I have changed my name from Jackie Be Inspiring from all these past years to Be Encouraged Podcast. So you can go ahead over to Be. And I think there's a space, Be space Encouraged space podcast. And you can go ahead on that on my Instagram handle. You can head over there and shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from you. What stuck with you? What do you love about it? What do you expect or want to learn from the Be Encouraged podcast? And if you want Heather to come back on, what topic? I'm throwing her out there and she's like, no, Jackie. All right. Well, we'll end with that. Thank you so much, Heather, and be encouraged, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, I just want to pause and say thank you so much for coming into this space week after week, or even if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to be encouraged today. If you feel led, don't forget to go ahead over and click subscribe and write a raving review. Give it 5 stars and fill up my bucket today too. And if you'd like to check out more about our guest speaker today, click on the show notes so you can learn more about them today. Thanks again, everybody, and have a wonderful week.